First Niagara employs about 2,200 people in western New York, and the bank's proposed sale has many wondering where the employees will go if regulators approve the sale to Cleveland-based KeyBank.
I am pushing them to get me numbers. I'm also pushing them to keep the jobs in western New York and to bring other things to western New York. So I'm pushing them very, very hard.
Senator Charles Schumer, who sits on the banking committee, told reporters in Buffalo Tuesday the $4.1 billion deal shouldn't be done in the dark of night. And Schumer says it shouldn't be done without a lot of public comment.
And then we're also talking about cost competition. You know, the studies show when there are only two big banks, the cost to the consumer goes up when compared to when there's three.
Schumer recently sent a letter urging federal regulators to extend the comment period and to hold public hearings for upstate residents. The banks originally planned to close the deal in the third quarter of 2016. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.